MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to MSC Cruisecast. I am Beth.
And I am Chris. And we're part of...
We should have this down by now.
Taste Try Travel
Team.
Team. Triple T-ing your experience on MSC.
That's right. Hey, so today we are enjoying, both of us enjoying coffee during our podcast. This is from our local roaster, Dynamite Coffee, and this is Sumatra. So,
It's delicious. I don't know. Is Dynamite anywhere else in the
Dynamite
United
is local
States?
Here to
North Carolina,
the Blue Ridge Mountains. Yep. But it's so good. So, okay. Today is going to be all about our back-to-back experience on the MSC Magnifica.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Why? I read the title wrong. I thought it said bake-to-bake, and I was getting really excited
really
about...
Excited about what?
Like
cookies
like
or
talking
something?
Talking about like tuna nuda casserole.
No.
Maybe some ham.
Before we do that, I always like to go back and kind of highlight a comment that we got from you guys. And this one was from Ocean K that we did last week. So this is really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys have so much great information. So this was from at MSC, or excuse me, let me start that over. This was from at MC-YS4YF. And they said, my favorite Ocean K tidbit is that there are two resident nurse sharks named Salt and Pepper. How cute.
Salt and Pepper.
That they live within the confines of the sea fence, and they were able to see one of them up close. They're nurse sharks and totally harmless. I gotta read this right. Totally harmless to cruisers, but they are a vital part of restoring the ecosystem that surround Ocean K. I love that MSC went in a different direction than other major players in the industry when it comes to how they approach the experience on their private island.
Yes.
100% agree with that.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Yeah, we've heard that there's sharks around Ocean K.
Small ones. Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, there was a reef shark there. Mm-hmm. One time, well, we were told, because we've never seen one there.
Right.
We were told that out at...
Right after Lighthouse Bay, like where...
that little point.
The fire truck going
fire
by.
Sirens.
Yeah, there's that like fencing almost.
Yep.
And someone had said there was a bigger shark right out there, but...
Yeah, and we looked,
we
swam out to see if we could see it. Couldn't find it.
I want to meet Salt and Pepper.
Exactly. I mean, we've always wanted to see the sharks there,
yeah,
because they're just so important to the system out there, and we haven't seen them yet.
I
so
know.
That's good to know that one's out right there.
Yeah,
or a couple.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
So we got to look for that next time we
I
go.
I know.
So.
One other thing we just kind of wanted to mention before we get into today's podcast is we have signed our contract and officially have our group cruise booked. Now,
what?
I know.
Give me the details.
Not yet.
Oh,
we've got to put it all together in like a little pretty like flyer. I have to give Chris that assignment this week.
Everything's ready to go. We just want to make sure we put out completely accurate information.
We'll make sure
we're gonna
add it. Yeah.
We're gonna do that over the next like week, and then we will.
Yeah. So this is the we're doing the back to back podcast right now. We have one more podcast this week, which is going to be all about upgrade bids, which I know a lot of you guys have asked about. So we're going to go through all about that. And then next week, so in two more podcasts, we're going to go over the amazing new ship that is going to be coming out called the MSC World America. And during that podcast, we will announce our group cruise like on that ship.
Finally.
What?
Finally. A Triple T group cruise.
We're going to have
where we
so
all get together,
much fun.
Do some silly Triple T things. Enjoy some Triple T days at sea.
On an amazing ship.
Ocean K.
Yeah.
So yep. It'll be very, very fun.
Yes. So I know a lot of you guys have asked about that. And so, like I said, we don't have information on it yet, but we will in 2 podcasts from now. So after all of that, let's talk about our experience when we were on the MSC Magnifica.
Right, because we did a 3-day and then a 4-day.
And we booked it that way specifically. Like, we booked 2 completely separate reservations that we didn't like link anyway at all.
Because we wanted to see the experience of doing that, because that is an option. If you want to do a 7-day, let's say, on Magnifica, well, it don't exist right now.
Correct.
It don't exist.
Well, there's a couple of ships, like, depending on the season. So the Divina does some 3 and 4 days, depending on when the season is. Sometimes even the bigger ships, like Seashore, does some 3 days and 4 days. Yep. So what we wanted to do was kind of experience this and see what it's like, and see if it gives you guys an option.
Exactly.
To maybe it fits because timing a little bit better.
Lots of times people will just, like, when they're searching for cruise, they just put
default
like
to 7 days. Yeah.
7 day. I won't even look at the 3 and 4 day ones because I don't want to go on a 3 and 4 day cruise.
Right.
Which is, I understand that.
Exactly.
But if you link them, that becomes a 7-day cruise.
Correct.
So we were interested to see how it went.
Exactly. Now, we will have a full video of this.
Yes.
So, and you'll see our whole experience there. But we
on
thought
on our regular YouTube channel.
YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do a video of our complete back to back experience, how it went, what you need to do to make sure it goes.
Well, we just
want it needs to go.
Yeah, we just want you guys to actually see it all. So you will be able to see everything on that video when it comes out. But first, let's talk about, like, Chris, what did you think was going to happen, right? Because we've kind of set up this cruise in a couple ways, right? Like, we'd never really had a good boarding cruise in Miami. And so Miami has never been our favorite place to cruise out of, due to a whole lot of different reasons. And so now we were doing 2 cruises out of Miami. So, like, before we started, what were your expectations of it?
Well, here's my main reason for being very apprehensive to do a 3 and 4 day. We were on some Carnival ship. I don't remember what it was.
Yep.
Maybe the... No, it wasn't the Glory. I was going to say it was the Glory. But
I don't even remember it was that far
back. It was
back.
So long ago. Yeah. Anyway, and it was just a madhouse. It was a 3-day cruise, and it was a madhouse.
So I think that was the first one we had ever done from the East Coast, because before we had lived in Arizona, and so we had done multiple cruises out of Los Angeles and all that. So this was like our first Florida 3-day out of Miami.
Right. And complete chaos constantly. I mean, just, I think literally people just walked from bar to bar on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried their drinks from bar to bar. And it seemed like, it probably wasn't, but it just seemed like 80% of the people were constantly drunk.
So,
and belligerent. Like, so, I said,
like, our favorite, like, what I remember the most about that ship.
Yes.
You remember when we were in the art auction?
Yes.
And there was this group of ladies that were very drunk. And they came because back then they had like a champagne art auction, right? So you could go get your free glass of champagne and walk around and look at the art that you were supposed to bid on later.
But it wasn't even that. I mean, it was that.
It was just the view.
But they came like 20 minutes into it.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, just announce themselves. What's all this blank then?
Yeah, expletive word. Yeah.
And like right in the middle of the thing. And, you know,
that's what, like, I remember most about it. Just like, yeah.
Exactly. What I always say, there's a difference between having fun drinking and having fun and just being having a good time, and drinking and being belligerent.
Right.
And just being a jerk to everybody else on the cruise.
Yeah.
There's a big difference
and
there.
And we saw a lot of that So anyway, yeah.
That was my expectation to the 3 and 4 day was it's just going to be just a part 7 days of
two different groups of party people.
Party yeah. people that are just, you know, I wasn't surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised if there was like the security announcement over the intercom, like every hour or so, yeah. you know, they were calling security to some other part because people were mad at each other
yeah. for
whatever silly reasons you get mad at somebody when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had that expectation. The second one that made me very apprehensive was, like you said, Miami. Is just, we've had such bad experiences cruising yep. out of Miami. It yep. seemed like it's always messed up.
Yep.
The boarding process. So yep. I thought, well, we have to do this once during a normal cruise. Yeah. Now we're picking an adventure where we go twice.
Yeah.
Experience that twice. How is that going to be? It's just going to be just a nightmare twice. So we're basically just going to be like, ugh, the first day, you know, trying to get on the boat. And then on the third day, we're like, ugh, we have to do this again.
Right.
So those were my two major things that I was like,
right.
Are we making a huge mistake?
But we were kind of prepared if they were like that. We were just going to go with, the, you know, kind of roll of with whatever. That's the nice
thing about having a YouTube channel.
You can
kind of, because we film it.
Yeah.
And then like whatever happens, happens.
It just happens. I went to try to find this comment because someone had posted this quite a while ago and they said something about MSC, and MSC is very, and you might know a little bit better than me how they were trying to say it, but MSC is very good. Like once you're at sea, right? Like once you're on the ship, but everything like shore wise
and land side,
land side is just a mess, right? So it's like that boarding, embarkation, debarkation, having to call reservations or anything like before you get on the ship is kind of a mess. So that was kind of our expectations. And I think that, at least from my point of view, because I'm the one who books everything and I'm the one who makes sure we get where we need to get and have all of our paperwork, and like that's all my job, right? Chris's job is like to just experience it as it happens.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yes. So I was actually blown away by this back-to-back process that we had. And yep. that is why we wanted to take this extra time and share a little bit of the details of it. So
exactly.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So we booked the 3 day and, I went up to someone in guest services and I'm like, what are we supposed to do? And she basically just said, don't worry, you will get something in your room. She said, basically, the land side, the day before the cruise is over, sends a list of everyone who they call consecutive cruisers. So who are just, which makes sense, consecutive cruisers. They send that list to the ship and then the ship provides this, which you can see on the screen. And I'm also going to post this exact letter that we got to our Facebook page so you can kind of look at it, but it answers all the questions. So this was in our room the day before we were supposed to disembark for our first cruise.
I just say something about that paperwork real quick?
Yeah.
It was very vague.
Yeah.
It was very vague paperwork. It made sense by the time we actually did it.
Right.
But when we were reading it, we're like,
that's why we want to like share, because
this is really, really not very specific about what we need to do.
Which is completely messy.
So. but it did give us the
step by step. And one thing that made this a huge part of our experience was the crew member, Hannah.
Yes.
Pretty sure that was her name.
It was Hannah.
Okay. So what this paperwork told us to do was to pack all of our stuff. And that wasn't that big a deal for us. Going in, we didn't pack a whole lot. And I brought actually a lot of like tote bag. I brought several tote bags. So when we had to pack up, we didn't literally have to put like everything perfectly back in our luggage. I put a lot of our like toiletries and little stuff, you know, kind of in tote bags, but we had to have everything together. And we had to be out of the room by 8:30 on that first morning. So, we were supposed to be down on deck 5 by the guest services. And they gave us a specific place, a Lagoche deck 5, that we had to be there by 8:30. So we were a little nervous, right? So we didn't have breakfast that morning. We didn't go up because we knew it was going to be a madhouse with everyone who was leaving the ship. So we didn't have coffee. We didn't have breakfast. We didn't have anything because we wanted to make sure we captured everything, right? And we didn't want to be late. So we left our luggage in the room, everything put together. We left it in the room. I took like some of my personal items, like purse, money, passports, all that. Chris took all the like video stuff. So we did carry some personal items with us, like in a little backpack. And we went down and we checked in with Hannah. Now she was the consecutive cruise or back-to-back kind of person. She was the expert.
And she was the one that kind of coordinated
everything.
Everything.
Which was fantastic that there was like one person. So she basically, when we went up to the counter, she checked us out of the 3-day cruise and then basically checked us in for the 4-day cruise. So she took our cards, our cruise cards, she issued us new ones and did everything that you would normally do, like in the embarkation, what is that building called? Terminal. Everything you'd normally do in the terminal, she did there, including taking our picture and everything. So she did everything there. Now I want to mention something for those of you maybe paying cash or have a debit card or maybe not like huge limits on your credit card. So I just want to tell you quickly about how that process works because it is in essence two cruises. When we boarded our 3-day cruise, they authorized $250 on our card. Now we spent a little bit more than that, so they authorized another $250 on our card. So then we closed out of that first cruise, and then when she checked us into the second, she authorized another $250, right? Because it's a whole separate cruise. So just be aware if you are, like I said, just be aware that there will be that amount. So you want to make sure you have that credit or that amount of cash. So that was it.
Because we did see people that were doing cash.
Yeah.
And so
a lot of
she
people.
Directed them over to a like a little pay terminal.
Yep.
Where they could insert the cash and
yep.
and put it on their account again. So
well, it was funny because on the Magnifica there's two guest service desks, and she was in one, and that was the place where all of the consecutive cruisers were going. And there was another gentleman standing there, and his only job was to direct everyone who thought it was a shorter line on our side,
right.
Because it was a huge line at the other guest services. Because
so,
yeah,
on deck 5, there's two guest services
yeah.
on the starboard side. There's guest services that is for the back-to-back.
Yep.
And when you're not doing, when it's not doing the back-to-back, it also is get just a regular guest
right,
services.
Right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
And on the port side is guest services
always,
all the time.
Always, yeah.
So it was just kind of funny to see that throughout the cruise, people
yeah.
would walk up to that one and
thinking
like,
that.
Maybe is it guest services today?
No.
And most of the time they were just, nope, it's a,
yeah.
there's the one on the other side. So,
but it was very clear when we got downstairs, very clear where to go, signs listed. So, all right. So Hannah has checked us all in. We have our new cards. Now we kind of sit. She directs us to sit and wait. By the still down on deck 5. Now, on this particular cruise, there were only 9 total consecutive cruisers, so it wasn't very busy. And we hadn't had breakfast yet. And she says, don't worry, you have plenty of time. Go ahead, go upstairs, grab something from the buffet, and then come on back down and meet us. You have about like 15 minutes. Now,
she even said,
yeah,
I don't know if you're going to say that. She even said that I will make sure.
Yeah.
That we do not leave because we're like,
happens.
We do not want to get breakfast
exactly.
and miss this.
Right.
You know, miss being part of the group that's being led off the ship.
Right.
Because then we're like, what do we do now?
Right.
But she was very specific. That's why it's so nice to have
very
one person
nice.
In charge.
Yep.
Because she knew that. We're
she
one of
us.
The 9
yep.
groups
yep.
that are 9 people.
9 people, yeah.
That are doing the back-to-back. So listen, you guys go have breakfast.
Yeah.
I will not leave without you. I will wait till you are back.
Yep.
To lead everybody.
She was fantastic.
Fantastic.
So we had to meet there by 8:30. So we got, I think I said that before. I just was looking through my notes. So we went upstairs. I think we were still a little nervous. So I think we were like I grabbed a roll with like some egg and some bacon on it, like a little sandwich. And we just like, let's get back downstairs. Like we just did not want to miss this.
Yeah.
But it turns out on this particular day, only one of the two ramps that leaves the ship, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Only one of them was working. So it took a little bit longer process to get everybody off the ship. But in essence, what they're doing is they're getting everybody off the ship while we were just waiting downstairs in this little lounge. So then the process basically is once everyone's off the ship, then Hannah would walk us off. But what was really cool that I wanted to make sure we mention, and this was like part of, I felt like a little behind the scenes that we were a part of once everyone else was kind of working their way. They were all in line, right? They were all in line waiting to go off. And so we're sitting there by the bar and there's like, we noticed that the guy at the bar was making like all of these coffee drinks. Like he had like 10 or 12 like cups set up. And then all these officers ended up coming down and it was a really cool interaction that most people don't get to see because usually you don't see a bunch of the crew interacting with themselves, right? So it was about a 45 minute to an hour wait that we waited down there while everyone else got off the ship.
I was going to say, it was the gluten-free goche bar area
yeah.
is where we were sitting.
Yeah.
And there was a little pastry box sitting up there. So if you wanted, you could just grab some pastries while we, in fact, we did.
Yeah.
And that was where all the officers came down and got
really
their coffee.
We'd
and
never,
we're standing around talking to each other. Kind of like it was almost like their day off, even though it wasn't their day off.
Well, that's their time, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They got a little extra time because it's just they're just sitting there waiting for everybody to get off the ship. And we got to see
interacting with the other officers. And I don't think that the captain was down there. I think it was just some of the other officers. But we got to see so much of like... I don't know. I really enjoyed that part. I didn't mind waiting the hour sitting there. We had our coffee, had a little breakfast. I snuck a couple pastries.
Yep.
And we got to see those interactions of the crew just being themselves and seeing some of the officers that we normally wouldn't see. Once Hannah got the all clear that everybody else had been off the ship. So we were the only 9 guests on the ship. Once she got that, then she gathered us up. All right, guys, it's time to go. And we literally walked off the ship, walked through the terminal, and there was nobody in the terminal at this point, nobody. And it was everyone that was working in the terminal. So all the port people knew Hannah because obviously she does this every single cruise. And they all said, hi, how many you got? And they just kind of directed us and we walked down. Now you officially have to go through the immigration process, which is amazing now because all it is a face recognition.
Right.
They do say you have to bring your passport with you, which we did. And we did have our paperwork that showed that we had the back-to-back pass. But we got the green light when we looked at the immigration thing. And so we didn't have to end up showing our passports. One gentleman in our group got the red light. So he had to pull his passport out and they checked it real quick. We all waited there until everyone was clear. And then they literally brought us right back on the ship. So it was a maybe 15 minute. Maybe.
I think it probably was less than that.
Just because we had to walk a little bit. Yeah.
10 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
I think including the walking, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We just literally got off the ship, went over to the customs. They let us.
Showed our face.
Yep, showed our face. And we just waited just literally like an extra minute for that person that got the red
light.
No,
it was not a big deal at all.
No. It wasn't a big deal. We just waited right there for him. And then boom, up an escalator.
And they just, we like walked
and
back on.
We were back on the ship. It was.
And they just, there was someone there and they said, welcome on board. And we're like, thanks. And then literally, it was like, 9, I don't remember my timing exactly, 9:45, something like that.
Yes.
We were, our nine people, our nine of us had the entire ship to ourselves.
It was
for like 2 hours.
2 hours. It was just completely empty.
And then we got to see some more. We got to see some crew just kind of like cleaning. And then we got to see some like just chilling and resting because like this is their like transition day. But I think MSC does a great job at getting people out of the ship pretty early. And they just were resetting the buffet for lunch. And you literally could go. You could have your pick of any lounger that you wanted. We ended up going back to the Solarium and we played some games because we couldn't get to our new room yet, obviously, because it was still too early. But it was a really cool experience and one I never experienced before, being so alone on the ship.
It was actually fun.
Yeah.
I was dreading that day. I don't know if dreading it, but I was like,
because they weren't sure about our luggage,
right?
This
is going to be just like a day that we're paying for a cruise and it's just
a wasted day.
We need to do like stuff that normally you like just want to get done and just get on the ship and then start your cruise.
Yeah.
So it seems like another day of just getting that stuff done.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the experience at all.
Mm-mm.
At all. It was fun.
It was.
We got to get back on the ship and see some behind the scenes stuff. And the ship was completely empty. Yeah. So that was fun just to see it.
Yeah.
We were literally walking around and like crew members were like, oh, there's people.
Hi.
Hi. And they're, you know, they're cleaning and getting it all ready for the new passengers, the new crews. And
right.
It was fun.
It was
like an excursion almost. So
well, and we were going from an outside room, and I got a bid upgrade to a junior balcony, and so it was actually we were going to a new room that was a nicer room. So it was like, and that was a surprise for Chris because I didn't tell him I did that.
Know.
So that was kind of like a thing, and I like unpacking and getting everything settled in the cabin. So like, I didn't mind doing that a second time because we didn't have a lot of stuff anyway. So the actual like work of it was literally no problem for us. But there, to be honest, there is a little bit like you got to like pack your stuff. You leave your luggage in the room and then the room steward moves it to the new room. So once we got the all clear to go to our new cabin, we already had our keys that Hannah had given us and our luggage was already in the room. So it was maybe like 1 o'clock. We didn't have to wait for the luggage or anything. We just went in, put our little stuff away, and then we started our day. And it was like, it was boarding day all over again. So we got to have the fun parties out.
Exactly. And I just got to emphasize about the luggage. You do have to pack it, but once it's sitting there, it's literally just,
you don't touch it. Yeah.
It's a magic trick.
Yeah.
You go to your new room and then bing.
Yeah.
Ooh, it appeared.
And so I had read different things earlier. And so, but it doesn't matter what room category you're going to. It doesn't matter where you're going to on the ship. Your luggage will be moved for you. It does not have to go off your luggage doesn't leave the ship and come back like you do. So,
and we actually went to the room pretty quickly. Just because I think you wanted to show me the room.
We just peeked, even though it wasn't ready yet.
It wasn't ready, but our luggage was already there.
It was.
So, you know, it was, I'm sure that when they break down the other room to get it clean for everybody, it's just the automatically, just boom, it's moved up to the next room.
Yeah.
So it was seamless.
That was fantastic. We didn't have to deal with the luggage.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. Can I just say something about the party side? I don't know if you're going to cover it.
Go ahead.
But I remember I was saying that I was worried that it was going to be just two party cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't at all. Not at all. I don't know if it's because there's a different clientele on MSC cruises. There's a lot of Europeans on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're used to like more ferry type cruises on MSC in Europe.
Right.
So they kind of treat the 3 and 4 days as like almost ferry cruises, even though they're not.
Right.
Europeans are just less likely to get drunk and be belligerent.
On the first day. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's where it is, but it wasn't two party cruises. It was just like both were regular cruises.
It wasn't over the top on that very first day. It was definitely fun to go out and, you know, party and, you know, dance a little to their little show that they do for boarding day. But it wasn't.
It wasn't drunk people expected. Yelling exactly. everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't that at all. It was just like a regular cruise.
Yeah.
So that was quickly alleviated on that first 3 day because I thought that's the one. That's the one that's going to be like, hey, I can get a cheap cruise. I'm just going to go in there and drink.
Right.
Not at all.
Nope.
It wasn't. Not at all.
Now, I did want to mention that how many people will be consecutive cruisers will vary depending on the cruise. Now, Hannah did say sometimes she can have up to like 90 or 100 people. So it could, depending on the particular cruise, there could be a lot of this. So some of this process might change depending on how many consecutive cruisers there are. But there was a couple that was doing the back-to-back with us that was part of this group of nine that says that they do this often. And a lot of times they're even back on the ship before we were, because there was that little bit of backup getting everyone off the ship.
Right,
and they said usually they're on, like by 9 o'clock, they're like back on the ship and like already in the pool. So
right. They had already been on the ship for a week. Mm-hmm. So they had already done a back-to-back and they were doing another back-to-back and then another back-to-back.
Yeah.
And they said that it went a little bit slower because of that one gangway that was open that backed up.
So
everybody
just like,
getting off the ship, but
yeah, but so the experience may vary, but we just wanted to share our experience with it. And, I think we were lucky that there wasn't that many people. I give Hannah so much credit for this because she totally owned the entire process, communicated with us the entire way. And she was just fantastic.
Fantastic. And I just want to say, if that's the worst it gets in a back to back,
I'm okay
situation
with that.
Exactly. Golly, I can't imagine the best because that was pretty great.
Right.
It was pretty great.
So, I think you can consider these 3 and 4 days, or even if there's like a 3 and then a 7 day, like if you want to do a little bit longer, I wouldn't hesitate to do this process again. Whatsoever.
Exactly.
And this, we're talking about specifically in America. We know that all of this process would be different in like a European or cruise or anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how that process works on a European cruise because, it, like I said, it seems like a lot of their cruises are almost ferry-like and they go from port to port to port to port to port to port.
And,
people get off at each one and get on at each one. So it might be a little bit different process. But here,
it was just the
land side of MSC can be a problem. But
we didn't experience
that
on this day. We did not.
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
And it was funny
because it seemed to be like they really had their stuff together for this. Like, and this is how it's done.
We did not expect that. And
no.
We're utterly surprised about it. And it was funny because the first cruise was a 3 day and we tried to like cram a bunch of stuff in. And so we did all this process so early that it felt like, oh wow, we have like a whole nother like 4 days on this ship. It kind of felt cool.
That's right.
And I think we've said that in the video too.
Did we? Because it was
ooh.
Wow, I feel like I've been on a cruise. I get another one?
Even though they were short. So let us know if you guys have done back to back. Did you have a different experience? Were there other issues? Has MSC fixed some of this stuff?
Yeah, it seems like it's getting better.
What were your expectations? And let us know if you have any further questions or detailed questions, because we're happy to answer those. But absolutely, I will look sometimes for these, because did we get to go to Ocean K twice? Because each cruise went to Ocean K. That you'll have to watch the videos for. But I think that wraps up the podcast for today.
Yes.
And I hope we shared with you some really cool options that might open for you.
But I just want to wrap it up by saying really quickly.
Yes.
I would, now that I've been through it, never be afraid of doing a back-to-back on MSC.
No.
In fact, it was fun.
Yeah.
And I might like look for a back-to-back because it was fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely. So anyway, please, happy to answer any comments that you have or any questions.
Yep.
And next podcast is going to be all about upgrade bids. So all of our experience with that and some interesting new information. So please make sure you're subscribed to get all of our videos and podcasts. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.